I want to talk about something which is, I think, very Yesodistic in the thought of the Tzfas Emes, and it's something which I think for many of us, I really believe this, it's something which is very, very important. We started talking about it last week from a bit of a different angle, and I want to raise really a variety of different questions. We'll raise some broader questions, and we'll raise some more narrow questions. We're going to do our best to be able to understand the topic as well as we can. The most basic question is, what exactly is the purpose of mitzvos? Not only from a purely like ta'ameh ha-mitzvos perspective, but what do we get out of it? It's probably the wrong way to ask the question. We spoke last week about how mitzvos involve a degree of obedience and submission. We spoke last week about how mitzvos may relate to and may reflect certain values and why those values are important. But to ask the question which some of the Rishonim ask is, what exactly is the benefit or what exactly is the purpose of performing mitzvos? What's the result of performing it? That has a direct, you know, secondary question. It's one that I think is very important, which is, if I understand why mitzvos are really important, so maybe I'll understand something else also, which is, why is diktuk b'halacha so important? Why are the details of those mitzvos so important? Let's say I more or less am a good person that wants to, you know, be part of the big picture and to do good things. Why is it so significant? Why is it so important that we do things with a certain kind of precision, that we perform mitzvos in that kind of a way? That's a question with Tzfas Emes, again, is going to relate to. But many Bali Machshava, many Rishonim and Achronim deal with that question. What exactly do I get out of this? Or to ask the question, I guess, more appropriately, what's its primary function and primary purpose? Along the way in answering these questions, Tzfas Emes is going to speak about a whole lot of different approaches. What I wanted today is to develop two different ideas, two mahalchim in the purpose of mitzvos. Not just they're there to make us be obedient, we're there as Ovdei Hashem, we're there to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, but ideally, nor is it just a question of reflecting certain values for us to understand, but two additional perspectives in terms of what the purpose of mitzvos really are. The first we'll speak about fairly briefly. It's a dominant idea in Torah HaChassidus. And then we'll speak about what I think is a very innovative and in my mind, powerful insight of the Tzfas Emes. Let's start as follows. The Sefer called Yosher Divrei Emes. It's an early Hasidic work. I'm indebted to our Rabbi Leibowitz. When I was in high school, for my senior year of high school, I think, I spent the summer in Camp Misora. Rabbi Leibowitz was there in the Kollel, and he recommended that. I was in Hasidus at that time. Still am. And he recommended that I learn that Sefer. It's a very powerful and very, very good Sefer called Yosher Divrei Emes. There, in many Hasidic Sfarim, he does this here in that Sefer also, they comment on a small passage or a small comment of the Zohar. The Zohar does not refer to the 613 mitzvos as mitzvos. The Zohar refers to mitzvos as tarjag eitin, 613 pieces of advice. That's what mitzvos really are. Now, we know what the Zohar doesn't mean. What the Zohar doesn't mean is, like, it's advice. Like, if you want to do it, great. And if you don't want to do it, like, that's also okay. Just here's the general advice as far as how you should, like, if you want to, like, I think this is a good idea, but, like, it's not really a commandment. That's not what the Zohar means. What the Zohar means is that the 613 mitzvos are, on some level, eitzos. They are advice. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Temura, in the end, actually has that line, refers to mitzvos as an eitzah, which some point out sounds like maybe the Rambam, there's some relationship between the Rambam and the Zohar. It's a unique formulation, a surprising formulation for us to have. But says the Zohar, again, that's what they're called. They're called eitzos. What does it mean that they're eitzos? They're a piece of advice for what? They're commandments, but a piece of advice for what? So in Yosh Divrei Emes, he just quotes it. Look at the Shem Yishmuel and Parsh Re'eh. In different Hasidic Sfarim, they'll have different mahalchim as to what exactly they're eitzos for. But one of the dominant mahalchim is what you find in Tzfas Emes and Parsh Re'eh. Uvemes er zekal Torah, ki kol ha-mitzvos ha-Torah in eitzos mi-rachok le-davik es asmo le-shamayim. That the purpose of all of mitzvahs is who eats a lavo el atachas vatachas hu advekas. This is the way that we cultivate and form a relationship with Ribono Shalom. That's how we get close to Hashem. Mitzvahs are the ways that we get close to Hashem. The way that many Baal say that, the Tzfas Emes in the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh, the first piece here in Parsha Tetzaveh, articulates this also in a certain sense, which is the problem that many religions struggled with. How can man possibly cultivate a relationship with God? Man is physical. Man lives in this world. Man has limitations. God, man is finite. God is infinite. God is unfathomable. God exists in a ways that we can't see and can't really understand. So how does man potentially have or cultivate any kind of a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam? Isn't that on some level futile? Isn't that on some level totally beyond what a person... God is transcendent, and we are sitting here in this world. So there are Bali Machshava who argue that in truth, it's very hard to cultivate a personal relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. We have obligations and we have mitzvos. Our obligation or our expectation on some level is not to cultivate a relationship with Hashem. Hashem is Eish Ochlahu. Part of what we have the ability to do is something very different. What we have the ability to do is to become God-like. God is compassionate, whatever that means. Kivyachol, so our mission is to become compassionate. In Torah Sechassidus, writing to the Baal Tanya and others, that the really a person can cultivate a relationship with Hashem. How do you cultivate a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam? What's the way that you bond with Hashem? So the answer to that question is Torah and mitzvos. Torah and mitzvos are what allow us to cultivate a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. If a person knows Torah is God's gift, mitzvahs, milson tzavsa, a relationship, then mitzvahs allow and give us the structure to have on some level a relationship. In that sense, they are etzos. They are pieces of advice. And if we follow that advice very, very well, so then we'll be able to cultivate a kind of relationship to the Ribono Shel Olam. Sfas Emes and Shabbat Shuva, Taf Reish, Samech Aleph, talks about that also here, that the Dveikus Be'elokus, that part of what mitzvahs give us the ability to do is to cultivate on some level, which all mitzvahs do, B'zeh Dveikus Be'elokus, Shezeh Tachlas Kol HaMitzvos, Lihidavik Al Yadam Be'elokus. Mitzvos are the way that we form and cultivate a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. I think we said on a Friday night, Tishah Parsky Safo, I'll just reiterate it now, because I think it's very, very relevant. Rabbi Dov Stark, who's Mashgiach Yerushalayim, I think once added in a very important addition to this general kind of a mahalach. It happens to be your Rebbe's Chavrusa of many years. It happens to be that if you view mitzvos like this, mitzvahs are in many ways the way that we cultivate a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. So a mashal, just to give that mashal a little bit, in many ways it's like a recipe. It's like following instructions when you want to build a bookcase. The mitzvahs are, they are etzos to get to a particular point. Now it happens to be that we understand very well, we'll speak about a different mahalach in a little bit in Sfas Emes, we understand why it's important to do all tariag mitzvos. Why it's important to cultivate a relationship with all mitzvos. I can't not do certain things and say, who really cares about it? Why? Because just like if you're following the advice of a builder and they tell you this is what you do to build the bookshelf and you say, no way, that screw is really so important. It can't be. It can't be those screws in the bottom are really so critical. Well, the bookshelf's not really going to stand. Or to give the muscle in a way which I like, maybe it's even more precise. When you're following a recipe and you say, no way this thing really needs salt. Can't be. Can't be. I'm telling you it's not that important. So it could be by big tzaddik, we're keeping the mashal. Maybe there's an understanding sometimes of when lemigdur milsa or aveir lishma. You know, there's a bit of a mahalchat. But a person who can follow the recipe, and follow the recipe means follow the entire recipe, to be able to produce the dish that you want. If you want to be the person who's going to cultivate a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam, so mitzvahs are the ways that you do it. That's how you cultivate it. But that requires, on some level, an understanding that a person has to follow all the mitzvahs, at least to fully be able to appreciate, to fully realize that kind of tveikus with Ribono Shel Olam. But that's the first mahalach. How do I have a relationship with Hashem? The answer is, you daven this morning, you put on tefillin this morning, you're learning Torah right now. This is the way that the Ribono Shel Olam gave us. It's the insight that he offered us in order for us to be able to cultivate a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. That's how it's done. That's what you do. So argues the first mahalach. Mitzvahs are etzas. They're a form of cultivating dveikus. Here it's not about being obedient, nor is it about getting certain values. It's about cultivating a relationship. That's what mitzvahs in many ways really do. Sfas Emes, though, has an additional approach. I find this to be an incredibly, in my mind, inspiring approach. We're going to try to develop it. It's based on a variety of ma'amari chazal. Sfas Emes, in general, we pointed out, is often based on a variety of different gemaras, and in many ways, midrashim. He works off of a lot. And Sfas Emes begins, it's a beautiful insight in Parshas B'Chukosai. It's something which I think is the first pasuk there. It's very, very powerful. Tzfasei Emes is as follows. Torah tells us parts b'chkosai, b'chkosai teilechu, b'chkosai teshmoru. If you walk in God's ways, which Rashi interprets to mean, if you're amel in Torah, if you are mitzvosai tishmoru, if you're going to guard the mitzvahs, v'asisem osam, you're going to perform them. Chazal are sensitive to what appears to be a variety of redundancies in that pasuk. What do you mean? What's the difference between ves mitzvosai tishmoru v'asisem osam? That I have to guard your mitzvahs and I have to fulfill them. Isn't guarding a means of fulfilling? And if I fulfill them, haven't I by definition guarded them? So different interpretations that are out there. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah has the following comment. One Tzfasem is going to elaborate on. The first Tzfasem is part, another Tzfasem, sorry. In Parsh Tzav is very relevant for this. But says the Medrash as follows. Amr Bichanina Bar Papi Amr Lahem. Im Shmartem Es HaTorah. If you keep and you guard the Torah. Ma'ale Aleichem Ki Ilus. How would be darshan V'asisem Osam. Do the mitzvahs. As not doing the mitzvahs. Ki Ilu Asisem Atzmechem. As if you made yourself. That when a person fulfills mitzvahs, says the Medrash, on some level that is an act of what's referred to as self-creation. It's an act of you creating yourself. You are building yourself in a certain sense. Says the Tzfas Emes in Parshas Lech Lecha. Let's build this idea a little bit. There are different Mefarshim and different Rishonim, a Machloket in the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch about the purpose of the mitzvah of Mila. We've spoken about a couple of Tzfas Emes and the purpose of the mitzvah of Mila. Tzfas Emes here in this piece, in Tafresh Mem Zayin, quotes a particular mahalach. It's one that we'll develop a little bit. Man is created chaser. We are not created as complete beings. We are not yet tamim when the Ribbono Sha'olam created us. We were created chaser. What element of us was chaser? Orla. What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Mila? The purpose of Mila is that God entrusted man with the final step in man's creation. That God entrusted us with the task. It's our responsibility to complete we are active participants in creation. That we are there to make sure, Achshav ani chaser, u'chashemol ehye shalim, the Medrash says. Right now, I'm missing something. When I engage in the mitzvah of Mila, I'm going to become, in a certain sense, complete. I'm going to become complete. Says the Tzfas Emes as follows. What's part of the purpose of Mila? So Chazal tell us that Jews always have two osios. We always have two signs associated with us. One sign is the mitzvah of Mila. That's always with us. It's always with, at least with Jewish males. During the week, we also have the mitzvah of Tefillin, Mila and Tefillin. And on Shabbos, we have the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Shabbos. We always have shtei osios, at least males. Why women don't is an intriguing discussion. But that's not, for now, what Tzfas Emes is talking about. What's the purpose of Mila, and what's the purpose of Shabbos, and Tefillin, how exactly does this work? So Tzfas Emes suggests the following mahalach. What Mila does, there is, and we'll speak more about this, always a parallel between our physical bodies, our guf and our neshama. Our guf and our neshama. So long, in a certain sense, one mahalach, undoubtedly, again, you have this in Kabbalah for sure, that our physical body represents and parallels our neshama. The relationship between our guf and our neshama is a very real one. We'll speak in a little bit about one direction in that. But what Tzfas Emes says is that part of what you're doing through the mitzvah of Mila is you are completing your guf, and when you complete your guf in a certain sense, you are making it, you're misakin haguf lios kli mukhan lekabel haneshama. That part of what you do when you complete the creation of your physical body is you are now making your, once your body's good, you're now ready to receive a certain kind of spirituality. What is a spirituality that you can receive? A spirituality that in many ways is transformative. When you wear tefillin, Chazal seemed to describe, you are now, it's infusing you with a certain sense of kedusha. When you keep Shabbos, Shabbos infuses you with a certain sense of kedusha. But it's one more step further, says Tzfas Emes. Hin chaltanu hu. Shebnei Yisrael atzmam, he mishtanim imei ha-maisa liyom ha-shabbos. When a person has bris mila, when they've created themselves to be in a position to receive spirituality, so part of what happens when you perform certain mitzvos, it transforms who you are. Eino doma, the person during the week, to the person on Shabbos, they're a new bria, they're a new creation. And Chazal described this, and sometimes by real tzaddikim, you can even experience this. I mean, I've never seen this. You see certain people on Shabbos, They just look more angelic. They look a half a step more holy. For sure, you may have seen that on Yom Kippur sometimes. If you're ever around a big person, you see them on Yom Kippur, there's a certain elevated presence that you feel just being around them, just being in their sphere, you already experience something. Says Sfas HaMes, but it's not only true with Shabbos. Gam b'chol ha-mitzvos kenhu, setrikin l'kabal ha-mitzvah b'naf shosenu, kuzgat v'chazal v'asisem osam atzmeichem. Says Sfas HaMes, that is the purpose of mitzvos. Let's articulate this very clearly. It is not about being submissive, nor is it necessarily about values, although that all may be true. It's not about cultivating dveikas. It is about completing an act of self-creation. Mitzvahs are the ways that we create ourselves into being new beings, higher quality beings. This is different in a certain sense from what you find in Bali HaMusar. By Rabbi Saul Salanter, it's a question of improving who you are. I am who I am, and I'm trying to smoothen things out. I am who I am, but I'm a Baal Gaiva. I want to become a person who's an Anav. I want to smoothen things out. This is an act, you find similar Mahalchim in the writings of Salvechik and others, of self-creation, of becoming anew, of elevating myself to be something I was not before. Mitzvahs are the way. They are the Eitzahs. If you perform mitzvahs, you will become a qualitatively different kind of person. You will become a different person with different capacity and different abilities. That's what you're going to become. Says the Sfas HaMes, that in many ways is something which is powerful. Now, what do you become into? What do I become? We'll think about that in a second. Let's see one more application of this idea, then we'll elaborate on what exactly that means. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadites has the following comment. Says the Gemara is speaking about the importance of being Melameis Ben Chaver Torah, and the importance of facilitating other people's mitzvah observance. Says the Gemara, that Kol Melameis Ben Chaver Torah, Mala Kasav Kilu Asau, Shnei Amar, V'Nezat V'Shach Asu B'Charad, that a person who teaches their friend's child Torah, it's as if they created them. It's as if they made them. Okay. Avram, the Torah says, V'Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charad, that Avram made souls. What does it mean that Avram and Sarah made souls? What it means is that they taught people Torah. It's an act of creation. Says the Gemara as it goes on, if I encourage someone to perform a mitzvah also, so then it's ma'ale alaf hakasav, the Torah can use it, fa'asisim osam, as if I'm mamish, as if on some level I really created them. Says fa'asem is the following, it's in Parsha Tetzaveh, this week's Parsha, it's an interesting Torah. Viata Tetzaveh, let's go to the world of Drush a little bit. On Pshat, because Baruch Hu was commanding Moshe Rabbeinu, and you, Viata Tetzaveh, the absence of the name Moshe Rabbeinu we spoke about yesterday a little bit, but that's the Viata Tetzaveh. Says the Medrash the following. Shiyachnis ha-mitzvah b'nefashos b'nei Yisrael, shiuhem atzmam ha-mitzvah. So I'll tell you what this means. It's a very vague idea. Viata titzaveh, and you can become a mitzvah. What does that mean, I can become a mitzvah? Sounds a little bit holy. Maybe you want to roll your eyes and say, tss. But it doesn't actually necessarily at this point make any sense. You want to make yourself into a mitzvah. Let's clarify. Ki be'emes, reish memches ramach evarim miyuchadim laha mitzvos. Uvigmara v'asisim osam beis perushim echad kimish mekayim mitzvah kilu asa or kilu asa atzmo. Says Gemara, ubeis perushim heim echad ki tikan ha'adam hu adei ha'mitzvos zetzarchos miyuchad la'ashem yisbarach shu meshulach ba'olam rak la'asos ritzon baro. Says the Sfas HaMes the following. I'll tell you what I think the pshat in the Sfas HaMes really is. When a person performs mitzvos are these holy acts that involve, of course, a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. But when a person performs mitzvos, they aren't just performing mitzvos, and they're external actions that we do. There are a lot of things I do that remain external to me. I had a good dinner last night. I can't say, like, I became one with my dinner. I didn't become one with it. Technically, it went in my body, but it wasn't like that kind of a thing. A person, you know, walks on the street and says hello to someone. That's an act that they did. It's not part of their self-definition. It's not part of the way that they view themselves or the way that others even necessarily... It's something which I happen to do. The goal of performing mitzvos become viata titzaveh. Mitzvos, at least, again, I think a way that I would read this Sfas HaMes, mitzvos become part of you. Mitzvahs become part of your definition. They become part of your personality. They transform and elevate the person that you are. When you perform tzedakah, it is not an external act. That is part and parcel of your persona, of who you are, of what you're all about. They are elevating you and transforming the person. They are va'asisim osam. They are recreating, in a certain sense, the person that you are. That, in many ways, is what it's really about. Ki tikun ha'adam. You want to really elevate and complete and become what you can be. Ayadei ha-mitzvos. That's what it is. V'nimtza hu atzmo ha-mitzvah. And that's what it means that he himself is the mitzvah. Meaning, again, I saw a different shot. I think it's Fasan MS on some level saying this idea. You become. It is part of your self-definition. It's part of your actual, not just the way you view yourself, part of the way that you are viewed. I'm a person with mitzvos. That's who I am. That when I put on tefillin, I didn't just put on tefillin and now I moved on. I didn't just daven and now I moved on. But as a result of my davening, as a result of my mitzvos, I'm now an elevated different person. A different kind of a bria as a result. A different kind of human. That's who I am in a certain sense. That's what it's really all about. Let's go one step further. Here's Fas Emes in Parshas Chayisara has an additional mahalach or an additional element of this that I find to be incredibly, incredibly inspiring. We got to listen up a little bit. We're going to share with you an idea from a Zohar and a Medrash. It's an idea that some of us may have heard. If you learn the Mishnah Berurah's Chelek, the Hakdama, the Chelek Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch, a very almost like scary Hakdama, you may be familiar with some of these ideas. It says in Zohar the following. There is an idea in Chazal that we all have, our physical body is made up of Ramach, Evarim, and Chesa Gidim. 248 limbs, whatever that means, obviously not like different components of our body, and Shisa, 365 sinews, Gidin, different elements of our body. That's our physical body. Our physical body parallels in Midrashic literature, in the world of Midrashim and Zohar, our physical body parallels each one a particular mitzvah. Each one a particular mitzvah. The Ramach Evarim, the Ramach Mitzvahs Aseh, the Shisa Gidin, the Shisa Mitzvahs Los Aseh. There's a parallel between our physical body and individual mitzvahs. Again, you can read Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama Nechila Gimbal, you should, and it's a little bit intense and almost scary about that. Says Tfas Emes, I'll now give you, he hasn't explicitly connected the pieces, but in light of the Tfas Emes and Mahalach, I'll now tell you something very, very powerful about the purpose of mitzvah, step one. Step two, why it's important to Mekayim all Tariq mitzvos. The purpose of mitzvos in many ways is that when you fulfill those mitzvahs parallel you. What's the Medrash trying to give over? What's the Medrash trying to express? That when you perform mitzvahs, they correspond to your physical body, i.e., when you perform mitzvahs, you're doing something to who you are. You're Mekayim, the Ramach, mitzvahs aseh. You're Mekayim, the 248 mitzvahs aseh. What are you doing? Well, that corresponds to your Evarim. It corresponds to who you are. You do those mitzvahs, you are transforming those Evarim. You do those mitzvahs, you are transforming those Evarim. And if you violate certain mitzvahs aseh, you are transforming those Gidin, those sinews that are part of your body, you're also transforming. The mitzvahs correspond to us. And when we fulfill mitzvahs, we're infusing something in us. Says Tfas Emes, that is why the purpose of mitzvahs, like we started cultivating with the Tfas Emes, in many ways, is our act, our role in creation, is that we are involved in creating ourselves. We are involved in being mashlim the bria in a certain sense. That's true through the mitzvah of Mila, but it's true in general. Tikun ha'adam, the Adam hashalim. You will only become the Adam hashalim when you have fulfilled all mitzvahs. Therefore, says Tfas Emes here, if you don't, it's just all the mitzvahs are tluyim ze bazeh. Quite a lot of our kol mitzvahs tariyag mitzvahs tluyim ba. I only become a complete person with all his mitzvahs. Until that point, I'm there, but I'm not really there the same way. I'm not really there as much. And we can appreciate a little bit part of the isser of Baal Tigra, Baal Tosa. This is the package. This is the package. And if you're missing certain mitzvahs, so I'm not shalim the same way. I may be shalim physically, but maybe spiritually, I'm missing a finger, God forbid. if I'm missing certain mitzvahs, because that's what they correspond to. It's what they correspond to. It's a very intense idea. It's a very inspiring idea. The performance of mitzvah is an act of creation. It's an act of bria, va'asisem osam. It's an act of making yourself into a transformed and very different kind of a person. It's a wild kind of a mahalach. Ses fas emes, by the way, now we have such a different shot in something that we say all the time. Every birchas ha-mitzvah, what do we say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha-olam, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu. What does it mean, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav? That God has sanctified us with his mitzvahs. So the simple pshat is that we have kedushas Yisrael, I guess. And kedushas Yisrael is tied to the fact that we have commandments to perform mitzvahs. That's not what the bracha is really saying. And to pay attention to it, it's very powerful. When you make a bracha, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav, God is sanctifying us. He is making us kadosh through his mitzvos. The mitzvahs are part of our definition. That's what's sanctifying us. They're transforming us. They're making us into holier beings. That the mitzvahs, v'atah tetzaved, you become like a mitzvah. You become, part of your definition is that you do mitzvahs. Part of your definition is that you're elevated to the mitzvahs, and you're being mashlam nebriya. You want to become the adam hashalem, the tik adam hashalem, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav. It is through the mitzvahs that you are going to become truly holy. It is through the mitzvahs that you're going to become truly shalem. It is through the mitzvahs that you're going to be misakin yourself to become the Adam hashalim. That's what a person really has to do. He even goes one step further in Parshas Vayikra and Tafrei Shlamed Aleph. Just to say this out, and then we'll try to expand it with a couple, I guess, almost like practical things. But what Fasema says in Parshas Vayikra is the following. What do you become? What do you become? He says, look, again, let's look at Parshas Kisetzeh, sorry, first, source number 7. Tafresh Memhei, Ki Iker Tzior HaAdam, the real creation of a person, B'ramachi Varam V'gidim, Hu Rak Remez V'dimyon L'nishmas HaAdam, our physical bodies are just the physical representation of what's really us. I'm not really my physical body, I'm really my neshama. V'ayidei HaMitzvos B'maisa, Yicholin L'hamshech HaAras HaNishama B'Eivari HaGuf. When I perform mitzvahs, I'm infusing my neshama into my body. I'm bringing my neshama into that. V'yas chal alav hatsura hamiyuchedes la'adam. And then in you will be the real tsura of a person. That's why Chazal say vayitzer, darshu Chazal, beis yitzir, b'lam haza b'lam haba. That there are multiple creations when it comes to man. There's a creation in the beginning of our guf. There's a creation of a world of spirituality. V'atsura shu'a p'nimiyas nisnarak l'bnei Yisrael. That even though on a physical level, ses fas emes, it's part of a larger discussion, but ses fas emes, if I look at the physical body of a Jew and the physical body of a non-Jew, they're essentially the same. They're essentially the same. But, says the sfas emes, this additional piece, tzuras adam hashalem, that the mitzvahs give us the ability to physically always look the same, but spiritually to have our physical body totally infused with neshama. To have our definition and our level of creation of who we are, be radically transformed and qualitatively different as a result of Kima Mitzvos. Akadekach, Sfasem is even writes in Parshas Vayikra, that man has the ability, if you do this really well and you're entirely focused, a person can reach the darga of a malach. A person can reach the darga of an angel. Really? A person can be an angel? Undoubtedly. Angels, the way Sfasem says it, it's a very similar mahalach in a vortif of Wolbe's that I know, at least I'm very into, that malachim, the halacha is, this we know, Malachim can only have one mission at a time. That Ra tells in Perashat Torah. A malach is a person, or is a being, entirely defined by a sense of mission. A malach has no other cheshvonos. A malach is entirely defined by a sense of mission. That we quote sometimes from Rav Wolbe. Rav Wolbe says, Im harav doma l'malach Hashem tzivakos, Torah yivak shem yipi, yudik marin chagiga, for Rebbe is doma to a malach. You should learn Torah from him. It doesn't mean that the Rebbe has to be perfect the way malach is perfect. What it does mean, says Rav Wolbe, is that you want to have a Rebbe that you feel is focused on the mission. That what defines that person is a sense of shlichas. That's what it means to be domel l'malach Hashem tzivakos. Says Sfas Emes, a malach, a shliach, says if a person does it well, ki be'emes kol Yisrael shenishtalich ba'olam, we in this world are also sent on a mission. We also have a sense of mission. La'asos v'tzon avinu shebashamayim. And if you do that well, nikra shliach umalach, come like a malach. Ach ki a malach ein lo shum davar rak hashlichas. A malach only has this. But a person who only, all you do is to be infused with mitzvos, and all you want to do is ask yourself the question, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam actually want of me? Not, I really just want to do this, I really just don't want to do that. That's not the question that a person is supposed to ask themselves. The question the person should ask themselves is, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam, like actually, if I ask Ribbono Shel Olam, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam actually want of me? What's the actual expectation? Now, I do believe that part of that question is, what are my own desires, is part of that question, but it's certainly not the only, and certainly not the dominant part. A lot of things I'd rather not do, but the Ribbono Shel Olam, if I ask the Ribbono, before you're making an important life decision, part of it is, well, I'm in this world in a sense of mission and a sense of purpose. I'm in this world as a shliach. That's what I'm here for. And the mitzvahs, I have mitzvahs, and that is my primary tafkid in this world. It's having to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's having to internalize certain values. It's part of my being obedient and being an Eved Hashem. But part of doing mitzvahs is v'atah tetzaveh. It's a way of elevating yourself. It's a way of completing creation. We're here to become elevated beings. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. So part of the question to ask yourself is, okay, if I'm here on a mission, so is it part of my mission or not part of my mission? When a guy, l'mashal, is in the army, and assume that things go smoothly and well, and there's effective, positive communication between you and the army. When you're there, and you're living a life with a certain sense of, I'm there in the army, with a sense of purpose. So the question I'm going to ask all the time is, if I'm really focused, and all I want is what matters to the army, is always, what's in the best interest of the army? What's in the best interest? Obviously, on some level, it's incredibly challenging to do, and depending on your relationship with that's one thing. But that's true in a more toned down way. That's the right question people have when they're on sports teams. You're on a sports team. What's your primary question? Not, do I want to or do I not want to go for that pass? Do I want to play defense right now or do I not want to play defense right now? Anyone with that attitude is never going to be on the court. The question that you really ask is, what can I do that's best for the team? What is my mission and purpose on this team is to do what? And maybe that purpose is to be shooting a lot of three-pointers, and maybe that purpose is to be the defensive specialist or to bring up the ball and pass it or to set good picks. There are different roles. But that's the question. I'm there. It's the purpose question I'm asking. That's the question you're supposed to ask. You're shliach harma. We have the ability through mitzvahs to redefine ourselves and to create ourselves. We have the ability to do it not only by infusing kedusha, but to bring ourselves to the point where you are actually on the madrega of malachim. But to do that means I'm asking that question. Not, I just don't want to. What are you talking about? You're here in terms of mission, in terms of purpose. That's what you're supposed to do. So that's something which I think is very, very powerful. Let's just chazer what we did, and maybe I'll just end with a thought. Many, many people, at least if you're at all, if you're a little bit cynical, many people struggle a little bit with real serious dikduk b'halacha. It gets hard sometimes. We want to cultivate a sensitivity to the importance of mitzvahs and the importance of halacha. The importance of being aware of the power of mitzvahs and what mitzvahs can do for us. We've spoken really in the last 2 weeks about four mahalchim as far as our relationship to mitzvahs and the reason why halacha is so important. One, it's the question of just being an Eved Hashem and being obedient on some level, a submissive mahalach, one that you find undoubtedly in a variety of Bali Musar and Bali Machshava. A second mahalach we spoke about last week is mitzvahs is the way that we give over certain values. Mitzvahs give over certain messages and certain ideals. Again, that we spoke about. This week we spoke about two additional mahalachim. Mitzvahs are the way that you cultivate dveikus with Hashem. But in many ways, the mitzvahs are directions. And if you want to get to where you want to go, you gotta follow directions precisely. You follow directions 80% of the way there, you're never gonna get to your destination. There are eitzas to cultivate a relationship, but you gotta follow all the directions to be able to get the relationship. No, but why is this one so important? I don't know why the left turn is per se so important. I just know that the left turn is the way to get to that house, and you gotta make sure you're gonna take the direction to be able to cultivate that kind of relationship. And the next idea, which I think is a very powerful idea, this fasemes, this idea that we're created as we are with our physical bodies, and part of what we're charged with is infusing our physical bodies with mitzvos, infusing our physical bodies with koach of our neshama, with spirituality, and part of what that does is it changes who you really are. A person who keeps Torah mitzvos well is not the same person as one who doesn't. We may look the same, it may look very, very similar, but eino domeh, you can become angelic. You can become incredibly special. I don't often talk this way about great people. It's not how to talk. I remember once seeing at a wedding, Rav Avidan, the former Rosh Hashiva, was very close to Rav Eliashiv. for many, many years. I think he used to say that if you started asking about Yashav Yerushalayim before he was very big, so you were like still in, you know, for like decades, he was very close to Rav Eliashiv. And Rav Eliashiv came to Rav Avidan's granddaughter's wedding. He was already at that point, I'm sure, in his late 90s. And when he walked in, the room stops when he walks in, and there was a very angelic kind of an appearance. You see that sometimes around very big people. You're around and you say, there's something miyuchad about this person. There's something angelic. Says Tzfas Emes, there actually is. Like, he's actually like a malach. What does it mean he's like a malach? Domashem Hashem Tzivakos. A person who's dedicated their life to Torah and mitzvos. A person who's done that is able to infuse a certain sense of kedusha into their being. And they're totally, totally different. What I think is important, though, is that in order for mitzvos to do this, it's important that we ourselves reflect upon this in our self-definition. I'm a Baal Chesed. What do you mean a Baal Chesed? That's part of who I am. I'm not a person who learns in yeshiva, the way that Rav Putner spoke about it. I'm a Ben Yeshiva, as Rav Putner emphasized from Chaim Volozhiner. It's finition. It's part of who I am. And part of the purpose of Birchas HaMitzvahs, when you put on tefillin in the morning, when you put on tzitzis, when you take lulav, when I say kasher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, to reflect upon that, when you say, this is an opportunity for me to sanctify myself with this mitzvah, opportunity for me to elevate the kind of person I am, to infuse that level of kedusha, v'asisim osam, kilu, you really created yourself, which bizocha to fulfill mitzvahs in a powerful way, bizocha to appreciate the creative capacity that mitzvahs really have. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful Shabbos.